everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is on the other side of the glass. We keep him. No, we don't keep him there on purpose. No, it's where he it's where the control room is located, and Ray produces and engineers our show. It is Monday.
The bars make it suspicious, though.
Well, we were thinking of bars. No, we've gone to just to the very thick glass.
Electrified fence.
There is a visitor's phone here across on the other side of the glass, I will point out.
No, I'm not going to say that, Ray. But anyway, it is Monday, August 14th. We need some humor today, don't we, after this crazy weekend? Coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, our live line number 790-2040 for your calls, questions, comments. I've had a couple, actually quite a few, that I'm going to ask Vince Robigo and John Munger to respond to that have come in on my Facebook, and of course, all related to the weekend's tragic events in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. It's a family operation, and Corinne, Moe's fine daughter, who does so much there to make things go so well, is celebrating a birthday this week. So, Corinne, I know you're listening. Happy birthday. We certainly appreciate Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, supporting our Monday political face-off. Our commentators today, John Munger is here. John is seated to my right. Tucson attorney and former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for governor, and Vince Robigo, seated to my left, longtime Democrat Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, and head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. Gentlemen, how are you today?
It's a great day.
Good day, thank you.
Another day in paradise.
Yeah, hey, not bad. I've never seen the mountains look this green
in
about 30 years. And again, a storm parked over us at our home. Yeah, on Saturday night, there goes the driveway again. Yeah. 2 to 3 inches at least. River Road, still kind of a mess between Craycroft and Swan. If anybody is listening from the Pima County Roads Department, might want to get a grader out there because there's a lot of sand and rocks in the road. It's kind of a hazard. Of course, what happened, John and Vince, in Charlottesville, Virginia, is so troubling on so many fronts. The president today did come out and condemn white nationalists, the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazis, and he called them thugs. I would have used, John and Vince, a stronger word. I would have said cockroaches would be first thing that comes to mind. Cockroaches don't like the light of day, and I think we need to shine the light of day on these people.
Well, I mean, we can express it a lot of different ways. I'm sure other people would use other terms. This violence, this extremism, this hate that's going on in this country, from the right in that instance, from the left in other instances, the destruction, the killing. I condemn it all. I condemn the Ku Klux Klan. I condemn the Nazis. I condemn Antifa or Antifa. These are the most extremist elements in this country. And they're all destructive. They don't stand for American values. In that instance, it was started by the Klan, I think, and the Nazis. And it needs to all stop. And we all need to condemn it all. In this instance, mostly from the right. Other instances from the left. And I think people are exasperated and tired of it. And I think there's a backlash. I certainly am part of the backlash. these people have to be stopped that are doing this all of this extreme behavior, burning down, burning things, breaking windows, killing people, injuring people. It's got to stop. If you want to have a peaceful demonstration, wonderful. But you don't have a right to destroy and injure willy-nilly.
Vince Ravago.
The big thing that I took away from this is that instinctively, the way John just immediately reacted, that's what all of us should do. That's the way we ought to be as Americans. And I think what has caused the sort of the aftermath, the political thing, where you mentioned that the president came out today. And the problem with things like this is that if you can't rely on the American leader to immediately come out and denounce Nazis and race Klan members holding torches and chanting, with the Jews will not replace us. And then you have one of their ilk run over a crowd of people that are counter demonstrating against Nazism. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. And that is why you've seen so many people upset about the president's delay. It wasn't just a day late and a dollar short. We're talking about 2 days late.
And 48 hours.
And the president tried to come out and say, and I hope John's not saying this, I don't think he is, trying to say, I condemn the violence on many sides. This is not a many sides issue that happened here. That's not what's going on. And for someone who is the leader of our country not to do that and not to condemn Nazis immediately and to wait several days only after all the blowback starts happening, it shows that a lack of leadership. That's an extremely low bar for any leader to have, to not immediately denounce what has happened, but to instead immediately pivot and try to say, I denounce the violence on many sides. Well, that's not what happened. That's not what we're talking about. And that's why so many people and leaders are shocked. And that's why you need more, frankly, more Republican leaders, because they're in charge of our government at this point, not only obviously in the state of Arizona, but at the federal level at all, all these different Congress and the Senate, the House. But, people like Cory Gardner from, I think, Colorado, and others
Marco Rubio,
saying things directly, you have to call it out for what it is.
John,
and it's white supremacy and racism and Nazis. It's you just got to call it out immediately. You don't get a do-over several days later.
John, on the delay, should the president have been more forceful Saturday?
Oh, I would have liked it if he did. I think we're talking a lot about semantics. I think we're talking a lot about what people on one side or another wanted to hear. What I heard him say was he was condemning all the violence. He's not condemning free speech. People in this country have a right to say hateful speech. That's a Supreme Court decision. I don't think that the president has a right to condemn even hateful speech. That's the Supreme Court has said people have a right to say hateful speech. That's part of the First Amendment. They don't have a right to riot. They don't have a right to destroy. They don't have a right to kill people and injure lives. And so I think that his comments towards this kinds of destruction were right. I don't want the president out there, frankly, taking sides about somebody's free speech. But this went beyond free speech the instant riots broke out and the instant destruction and personal injury started and death. So, people could argue about that one way or the other. He's made it clear. Republicans across the country have made it clear what they think. You could argue, okay, he should have said this, he should have said that. There are a lot of things going on out there in the world that, frankly, dwarf this thing in importance. And that's the way I feel about it.
Like what, North Korea?
Try ISIS, try a debt of $20 trillion.
All right.
I couldn't disagree more. To try to hide behind something to say that the president's remarks were acceptable because he shouldn't be calling out one side. The reality is it doesn't matter the fact that somebody has free speech. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a political position to denounce a Nazi white supremacy movement. You can denounce that and you should take sides.
He has.
No, you just said it was okay for him not to take sides on that issue, and you shouldn't be calling out those. You just said he should not call out somebody on a particular side.
No, I'm saying it's Vince, I'm saying it's a matter of you could have wanted something more. I understand that.
The American people deserve more, John, and you know that. To apologize for and try to make it sound like the president should get off Nazis on American soil is beyond the pale,
look,
John.
There are Nazis here.
We should denounce them. Why couldn't the president?
And he has denounced them in the past.
Well, he didn't do it after a major rally.
He didn't do it at that rally. He's done it many times in the past.
Can't believe this.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. And I do ask that John and Vince please don't talk over one another, because our listeners cannot understand if two people are talking at the same time on the radio. But we'll be right back. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Tucson now has its own Creole restaurant. Named after the classic New Orleans cocktail, Sazerac Creole Kitchen and Cocktail Parlor is located in St. Phillips Plaza at River and Campbell. The New Orleans-inspired menu includes a full range of gumbos and much-loved beignets. See you soon at Sazerac, open daily, 8 a.m. to midnight at St. Phillips Plaza.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org, and remember to always start with trust.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday at noon, University of Arizona Police Chief Brian Seastone talks about the recovery of a University of Arizona Museum missing modernist artwork worth more than $150 million. That and more on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 with worldwide live listening podcasts and show archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. I dressed in body armor coming in today. I knew this would be a rather heated session between John Munger and Vince Robigo. But, you know, that's what's great about America, that we can all voice our opinions. Vince and John, let's hear from a couple of listeners, and I want to take a couple of these Facebook questions as well. Carl is going to be first, Ray. Carl, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is an echo chamber from both sides. Yeah, the Nazis and the KKK are completely repugnant. I don't like them. They've got a right to go out and talk. But on the other hand, if you take a look at the inauguration, Berkeley, Milo, Ann Coulter, you know, I don't want to say who started it or whatever, but you had the anarchists, leftists, progressives, whatever you want to call it, that caused a lot of damage and what have you there. And frankly, this all could have been avoided if cooler heads had come in and said, the heck with it, I'm just going to stay home. But everybody is picking their own particular side and talking and talking and talking about it. Now, the guy that drove the car into it, everybody's jumping to conclusions, and we don't know. The police have said that his car was being hit with baseball bats, and he was afraid that he was going to be assaulted. And nobody is, you know, I haven't heard too many people coming out and saying that. Everybody is coming out and blaming him, and we just don't have all the facts yet.
Okay, Carl.
I wish cooler heads would sit back and take a look at it before they jump to conclusions.
All right, Carl, your opinion has been registered. Vince, any reaction?
I think those are excellent points.
Vince, any reaction?
Well, my reaction is that anytime you have any use of violence at any demonstration, that I agree that that's not appropriate and that needs to be called out.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest point is that's not what we had here. We had essentially Nazis and white supremacists marching. Those ideas and you know, I agree with Carl, those are repugnant mm-hmm. to our nation, to the very ideals we stand for. We fought a war against Nazi Germany.
400,000 Americans died.
And countless others in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
The people that were murdered. And you have those ideas, and you ought to be able to speak out against them. So to try to then draw this into an equivalence, like, oh, yes, everybody's bad, nobody should commit violence. Well, we know that. But that's not what was happening here, and we should be able to immediately denounce a radical anti-American
ideology.
You're saying ideology.
Forget the equivalence stuff.
Correct.
This is particular incident.
Absolutely.
I think that's not what I'm hearing you say.
Okay. Because we fought a war against this, and white supremacy is wrong, and any responsible elected leader in our community at any level should denounce this and be able to denounce it immediately. That's a very low bar. That's not what we've gotten. And when you start looking at the overall history of for example, when look at what the Nazis themselves came out and said after President Trump's statement. They came out on the Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website, and said the president's words were good. He didn't mm-hmm. call us out specifically. This is great. David Duke, who was at the rally before this happened, was saying, we're here, we're going to, the Klan leader, KKK, David Duke, said, we're here, we're following out President Trump's promise, we're going to help him fulfill his promise, and we're taking back America. Now, remember, David Duke is the guy that endorsed him during the race, and then the president tried to say, I don't know who David Duke is. He's the one, probably the most prominent Klan leader in the country, And the president tried to pretend he didn't know who he was, and then came out later and said, no, I don't want the endorsement, like a day later. So this is a bigger issue. The president may not, being a president may not change who you are, but it reveals your character to your core. And we need someone who's going to be always America first, not someone who's going to fail to denounce Nazis and Klan members.
I do want to bring up the S, Pima County District 1 Supervisor Allie Miller's comment, and several of my Facebook friends and listeners want your reaction, Vince Robigo and John Munger. This was a comment that Supervisor Miller made on Facebook following the reports of the Saturday disturbances and tragedy in Charlottesville. This is a quote from her Facebook. I'm sick and tired of being hit for being white. It's all about making us feel like we need to apologize. I am white, capital letters, and proud of it. No apologies necessary. John, is this the kind of thing that comment like that can come back to really hurt a politician, haunt them?
Well, I think the timing of that statement in the context of these events is problematic for her. I mean, it makes her sound like she's supporting the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis. I don't think that's what she intended. I think the timing was extraordinarily bad. If she'd said that on a normal day, I think that there's a lot of people white people that feel that they are being discriminated against and have been for a long time. I'm not saying right or wrong whether that's true, but there are a lot of people that feel, wait, you know, why is everybody else hating whites? And a lot of people do hate whites. As I said to you, try being a white old man. There's a lot of hatred going on, and I'm tired of all of the hatred.
Okay.
On all sides.
Vince, want to weigh in on that?
I do, and I think I would like to know whether or not what John believes that the local GOP ought to denounce those statements, because it was actually much more specific. Her comments were on a Facebook thread where people were criticizing the president for not denouncing white supremacy specifically. And that was her reaction to it,
Vince,
in that context.
Vince, very honestly, I'd have to look at the comments. I've heard about them today. I'm not going to tell the Republican Party what they ought to do. Their job is not to go around and condemn politicians. The Democratic Party doesn't condemn Antifa. It doesn't condemn anarchists. It doesn't condemn.
I'll condemn any anarchists. Well, I condemn. You heard it right here. So that's wrong. Because
I've already condemned the Klan.
Which
and
you
I've
did
condemned
at
the Nazis.
And which you did at the beginning of the show. But let's see if we can get a couple of these calls in, because people call and they want to go on the radio and have their opinion heard. And I respect that. Ray, let's take Roy, if we can bring Roy up. Roy, I'm quickly running out of time, but we want to hear from you, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll make it real quick. The police, according to one report, the police were ordered to stand down for the local and state government, which eventually led to all the violence, since nobody was being separated. There was a lot of violence going on, and they let it continue to the final incident. Now, that's my first question. My second question, if that's true, should they responsible for having ordered that stand down? My second question is, could it happen in Tucson? Because the police chief has allowed things like that in the past. Now, true, they haven't led to major violence, but there was at least one incident where that lady was knocked down.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I think that the police have a duty to control violence, period. And I think we've seen a number of situations where the police have been given stand down orders. It happened last year in that town in Missouri, just near St. Louis. I forget the name of the town.
Ferguson,
Missouri. The police are there to control. And in my opinion, the chiefs who are putting out stand down orders are responsible for this violence. You cannot just let people injure and commit mayhem and break windows. It's got to stop.
All right, Vince.
It could happen anywhere. I would just say we have a new police chief who wasn't here when that girl got knocked down at the U of A. Was a sports out of control, sporting event afterwards with the fans. But yeah, it can happen anywhere. Certainly, they are here to do it. And I want to just heart goes out to not only the woman that was killed, Heather Haley, I think her name was, but also the two officers who were monitoring the crash and they died. And so
terrible day all around.
It's got to stop. It's happened in Berkeley.
Elected leaders need to step up.
Where the chief of police in Berkeley let the Antifa people destroy and commit mayhem. It's got to stop wherever it happens.
And I think all three of us can agree on that. It has to stop. John?
It's got to stop. And I don't care who's doing it. It's got
to
stop.
And our leadership has to come from the top, and damage control is not leadership.
All right. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Moe believes in a very healthy debate, and I think we have had that here today on the Monday Political Face-Off, talking about a very tragic day in America on Saturday. Moe'sGallery.com. We'll be right back with our BBB monthly scam alert, information you need to know from the Better Business Bureau next.
The Arizona Wildcats kick off the 2017 football season on September 2nd with Fan Appreciation Night and an exclusive bobblehead giveaway of NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski. There are several ticket packages, including one that guarantees you your own Gronk bobblehead. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB to buy your tickets now and learn more, or call 621-CATS. Single game tickets start at just $12.
American Openings is pleased to sponsor Hands of Hope. Hands of Hope believes every life matters, and they're committed to walking alongside women to provide confidential, non-judgmental care so they can make the best decisions when unsure about continuing with a pregnancy. You can learn more about Hands of Hope at GiveHopeTucson.com. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer and is blessed to be a sponsor of a local ministry doing so much to protect life.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects helping make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient, and improve mobility leads to a better economy and new jobs through the increased flow of people, goods, and services. More efficient access gets us to where we want to go faster, and that means more time for family. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. Time for one of my favorite segments because I want to inform the Buckmaster Show listeners and perhaps help them so they do not fall victim of a scam. Because do you really need that on top of everything else going in your life? Our monthly scam alert is presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. It's always a pleasure to welcome Suzanne Miller. Suzanne does just a beautiful job as Director of Communication and Consumer Affairs at the BBB. She has tremendous visibility all over Southern Arizona on radio and TV, and she does a great job telling people and helping people how to avoid scams. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
I want to talk about phishing scams that have been, I guess you could say, pretty much terrorizing the Southern Arizona community.
Terrorizing is an accurate statement. You know, a victim lost over $100,000 this last weekend.
Whoa.
We don't want any of your listeners following suit.
Well, the BBB has always been very relevant and critical in providing tips for our listeners, and we thank you, Suzanne, and your team at BBB for doing this and really stepping up. Education is a big piece of the mission, isn't it?
It is, Bill. You know, and our hearts are heavy when we hear about such devastating losses that could have been avoided. That's why we are so focused on education.
Let's go after this huge scam, and let's really dig deep and dive deep into what and how can consumers reduce their risk.
Phishing scams are so huge right now, and they come in the form of a lot of different ways. So like prize offers, threatened punishments. I know you've heard of the IRS scam we've talked about before. Something completely mundane like a file from the office scanner. Beware of any unsolicited or unexpected communications that are asking for personal or financial information. That's the key. They are phishing for your social security number or your social insurance number or passwords, credit card information, personal details that they will use for identity theft. I mean, you got to really think about all the information you're putting out there and don't take the bait.
Yeah, and it is. That's a good word. It's bait. I mean, it's just like you go fishing, you put bait at the end of the fishing pole. That's what these people are trying to do. They're trying to lure you in. And I want to focus, Suzanne, on two phishing scams that are really in the forefront right now.
Yes. There are two big ones. One is actually about our BBB name.
What?
Better Business Bureau. You know, we work hard to create this reputation. We've been around for 100 years. We're celebrating 65 years here in Southern Arizona. And so people trust the name of BBB. We work hard that our businesses that are accredited have that trusted name associated with them.
So, I mean, yeah, people want the BBB logo next to their name and on their website.
Absolutely. It's important. And that's the whole goal, is to build a marketplace of trust here in Southern Arizona. But criminals are fraudulently using our name for a phishing scam. And the emails look very much like a notice of a complaint from BBB, but it contains links to malware that can infect the recipient's computer and even steal your passwords.
Hmm. So probably the first step would be do not click on any links or attachments.
If you don't know where it's coming from, don't open it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really want to always do that from a trusted source. and read the email carefully for signs, because normally they're going to be fake. You can tell by the misspellings, the grammatical errors, generic greetings such as "dear member."
Oh, like know? "Dear member," like you're assuming it's like a member of the BBB,
right?
I mean, and so that's it's what it "dear says. Member" rather than addressing "dear such and such" of a
right.
particular business,
which we don't do.
No.
So, "dear member" is a red flag, and there's this urgency. You know, if a business gets a complaint, you want to address it. I mean, at least trustworthy businesses do, and you want to get to the bottom of it and you want to resolve it. But be wary of urgent instructions to take specific action by clicking on the link, or your account will be closed. We will never close an account if you don't click on a link. And if you have any questions, give us a call. If you get something in via the email and it looks suspicious, call us and confirm. We can give you that information. You can also hover your mouse over the links without clicking on them. So if you just kind of hover over it and it's from bbb.org, then that's probably a good sign. But the URL in the text should match exactly, you know, verbatim bbb.org. And if it doesn't, you can also ask phishing@council.bbb.org if you want to forward that email to them and ask them. And phishing is the phishing.
And that would be helpful also to the BBB phishing people that are trying, the anti-phishing people that
right.
are trying to get to figure out where some of the stuff is coming
We're
from.
We're fortunate that we have a whole team that is really dedicated to this.
So if you have clicked on any of these links within the email, immediately change your email and network passwords, right?
Absolutely. That's really important. You know, you have to run your antivirus software updates frequently anyways. So, but when something like this happens, do a full system scan and delete the email from your computer completely. You know, like empty the trash can or the recycling bin. I mean, go all out on that.
There's another one I want to get into that scammers are now using, like, names that we would be all familiar with, like TEP's name right now, right?
Yes. I mean, this is the exact same kind of a deal. You know, TEP is a trusted name, and so people are getting phone calls saying, you know, you are past due on your bill. And sometimes, you know, the person that gets the call is not the one paying the bill, so they react immediately. They give a credit card number to pay off the bill because they want to be able to keep services going. And they're not slowing down enough to actually confirm that this is true. And TEP will not call you and request payment over the phone like that. So just know that.
This is a big money scam, isn't it?
It's huge, but not as big as the new real estate scam that's
going
on.
What the heck is that one?
So this is where someone lost $100,000 last weekend.
$100,000?
Again, it's a phishing scam. It's an email. And what's happening is that down the road, someone has gotten malware on their computer that has allowed a scammer to watch everything that's going on their computer. Now, just because nothing's going on doesn't mean someone's not watching you. That's why you have to run your antivirus and anti-malware software all the time. So someone was watching all the communications between them and their realtor, and when it came time for that transaction to take place and for them to wire the funds,
they stepped in.
They did. They knew what was happening, so they sent the new email saying, you know, congratulations. Of course, they used names because they could see everybody's names. They made it sound very legitimate. This one did not have as many misspellings.
Don't tell me the victim actually wired the money.
Yes, so they gave them new steps. They went, wired the money. Then they went to the title company to sign the documents, and the title company is like,
Says, we did
not get those funds. They lost out on their house. The people that was selling the house lost out on the sale.
Oh, my.
Could you imagine? I mean, $100,000, that could be your whole retirement as buying a house to just be comfortable in. And
so the bank was unable to intercept this transfer over $100,000.
Too late. It was a wire transfer.
Not a lot that can be done now. I guess the FBI gets involved.
Yes, and you know how many cases they have. Oh. So, you know, them getting to it, you know, may or may not happen.
Have any of our realtors stepped up to try to warn people?
Yes. So we, you know, I mean, warning and education, again, is the biggest thing. And Long Realty, boy, they deserve a huge shout out. Rosie Coberline at Long Realty has done a great job in helping create some documents for all sellers and buyers to sign, just to warn them that this could happen to them, so that
they are
aware.
Giving them a heads up, right.
Yeah.
Get the clients to, you know, sign off on this.
Right, so that they are aware. So there's evidence there. But the biggest thing that they're telling them is only work with your realtor. And if you have any questions, call the realtor first. Call them before you make that transfer. That's a huge amount of money. And really just pay attention to everything that's going on in those communications. Because although, you know, these electronic, you know, transfers make life so much easier. Mm. At the same time, it makes it easier for scammers. So don't put off really taking the steps to do things right, and call your realtor first before you do any kind of a transfer like that.
Suzanne, my heart goes out to that family losing $100,000.
I know, my heart breaks.
What's an important website for people to have bookmarked?
Of course, it's BBB's website, tucson.bbb.org, because you can do so much on that website. You can file a complaint on a business. We are the unbiased source to help get that resolved. You can do reviews. You can look at reviews before you hire someone. Really look at all of the reviews and complaints about that business.
It's content rich. I mean, it's
it
just
really
whoever's
is
doing that for you over there, your IT people doing a great job.
And we really work hard to notify us all scams that are going on, so people can learn more by following us on our Facebook and on our website.
Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you, Bill.
Great information. The Buckmaster Show at 12:45 will continue right after this. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The Regional Transportation Authority is on track to deliver the remainder of the promised projects in the 20-year plan, now in its 11th year. A recent 10-year performance audit finds the RTA sticking to the plan and schedule. The RTA applauds our members and partners for helping us to stay on schedule and to improve our transportation network for everyone. Working together for a better future, more at rtamobility.com.
What comes to mind when you envision the holidays? If it means surrounding yourself with family and friends as you welcome treasured traditions, just imagine if those moments were paired with sinking your toes in fine white sand and exploring quaint seaside towns. This winter, spend your holiday with a sense of adventure on a family reunion vacation. At Bon Voyage, we specialize in bringing generations together through travel. This is the perfect time to plan. Call Bon Voyage Travel at 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Twisted Tandoor, the legendary Indian food truck, now has a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu expands on the popular Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, it's at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive and on the web at thetwistedtandoor.com. Welcome back. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Green Things. Visit Green Things, 3384 East River Road by the Rito River Walk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Green Things, your place now as you start thinking about fall gardening. I need some things. We'll be going over there very soon, just west of Brandy Fenton Park. And Green Things, like, well, it's really a destination if you're into gardening like I am. 13 acres, they've got it all. Let's welcome Dr. Mark Sykes, the CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, based right here in Tucson, Arizona. And Dr. Sykes, very excited because he will be heading off in a couple of days for Oregon and joining really thousands of people who are going to be hoping to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Tell me about your trip. I think our listeners would love to hear about this.
Well, the eclipse is on Monday morning, around 10 o'clock.
We're talking a week from today.
Yes. Okay. And I'm heading up to Oregon on Wednesday, 2 days from now, to get there plenty early because
stake out your place on the beach.
Well, yeah. Next weekend, they're expecting over 1 million people coming into the Portland airport.
Whoa!
I'm staying at a little town called Lincoln City. It's population 9,000. They're expecting 150,000 people there. I have no idea where they expect to stay.
Well, where are you staying? Did you get a hotel?
I have a young sister.
You might have had a relative who has a house right out there,
okay. And we're going to be staying there. So we're going to load up on food and scotch and maybe not ammo and hunker down there and enjoy ourselves. And even if it's foggy and cloudy, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I bet you will. But I've often said to you and to our listeners that there are no stupid questions when it comes to...
And there are none.
Good. That makes me feel better before I ask this question. But how common or uncommon are solar eclipses of the sun?
They're fairly common.
Okay.
But, I mean, the next one in this country will be like 2024 down Texas. And but the ones like on Monday where it goes from coast to coast, those are much more rare, like 70 years or so. So we've got people from PSI that are a bunch of people growing up to Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, all the way down to it'll be leaving through Charleston, South Carolina, where we have some scientists that actually work down there. And so so I'm expecting lots of good reports, lots of good pictures and that from around the country. But as I was mentioning earlier, the thing I am looking forward to hopefully seeing again is the shadow of the moon across the surface of the Earth at me.
Whoa. Can you sort of describe that feeling? Because you were sharing with me before we went on that you did see this.
I had no idea this was possible.
Okay.
And I've never really heard, I've never heard anybody else talk about it, primarily because I think everybody's looking at the sun.
Right. They're looking at the sun.
And so I was up in Oregon during the last eclipse that I saw, which was in February of 1979.
And what did you see?
And I was
then
in the Columbia
the
Gorge, yeah. Okay. And I turned my head, so I was looking down the gorge, and I see this shadow, like a blanket being pulled over the countryside, coming up towards me very rapidly. And then, you know, as soon as it crosses, then it's totality. It was the shadow Ooh. Of the moon. I had no idea that it was possible to even see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because everyone is focused yeah. on the sun, but
and one of our other scientists, Amara Grop, said she saw the same thing while observing a total eclipse in Cappadocia, Turkey.
Whoa.
Back in 2006.
Wow.
So I think that you know, some people have seen it, but not a whole lot because mm-hmm. they're not looking.
Well, I remember, and I think it's the year 2002, right, Ray? Something like that. That the last one here in Tucson where we had a pretty good partial solar yeah. eclipse. And out in the garden, you would see as the little crescents would and the shadows would become more and more pronounced. And that was very cool. I still remember that.
Yeah, I remember walking on the campus of
there
the University of Arizona
yeah.
and seeing on the sidewalk all these crescent moons from the pinholes.
There you go.
And pinholes through the trees.
That's it. That's what I recall.
It was spectacular.
And we will see that for those of us who are not fortunate enough to go up to Oregon or up to Yellowstone National Park and all these places that folks mm-hmm. are converging on. If you know, if you're here in Tucson, and please don't look at the sun
yes.
without any
yes,
kind
don't,
of
protection. Yes, there are special glasses that you can get, or you can make a pinhole uh-huh. and project the image onto a surface. One of the things that I worry about for people, particularly up in Oregon and these other places, right. Wyoming, where 500,000 people are going to be coming in, what multiple of the state population is that?
At Wyoming,
yeah,
pretty good percentage. Yeah,
that you know, a lot of people are just taking off in vehicles
right.
and heading up to go see, you know, to get into the path of totality. And the problem is they're all going to be on the same roads, and it's going to turn into giant parking lots.
Yes.
There's
yes.
going to be engine problems, overheating, and stuff, and precious little way of getting out. So if you do plan to go out there, make sure that you've got, you know, a lot of fuel, that you've got food, that you've got water, because if you do that, you may get stuck, and you may be stuck for a long time.
So 10 a.m. approximately up in Oregon will be totality, which means, well, we're on the same time zone, but I'm not. It's going to be
it's later
sometime,
in the hour here,
later.
You'll
in
get
the
to see the whole show with the crescents.
With the crescents,
because through the whole thing.
Yeah. And so that's going to be fun. So the time of totality is approximately 2 minutes.
Is that something that is normal, or whether you're at the center or towards the edge. If you're
okay.
towards the edge of the moon shadow, it's going to be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
going to take any pictures or no? Rely on some of the other professionals to.
I don't have a big fancy camera or anything like that. But we're primarily, like I said, going to be out on the coast, and we got a good view of the ocean from my sister's house, and we're looking forward to just being all together. And even, like I said, even if it's foggy and cloudy, it'll get dark,
yep.
and then it'll get bright again.
There you go.
So we go, hey.
And the animals will all go to sleep for a few minutes.
The animals will go crazy.
In other news out
yes.
of this world, the Hey Neighbors, nearest sun-like star, hosts 4 Earth-sized planets. This is becoming like, speaking of things that are becoming more common, wow.
Yeah. As our methods become more sensitive to smaller bodies, like the initial discoveries of exoplanets were super Jupiters. You know, they're bigger than Jupiter. And you know, because those are the objects that were able to kind of drag the star around a bit more, or made more of a shadow if it passed in front of the star. But now, you know, our methods are getting to where we can detect Earth-sized objects and Earth-sized objects further away from the star, and we're finding a lot of them. And frankly, the way solar system formation kind of works is that you get more little guys than big guys,
mm-hmm.
and so it's not surprising, but it's always nice to see, you know, simple things validated that as we're able to detect more Earth-sized objects, we're finding more.
All right. Mark Sykes, have a great time at the solar eclipse.
Thanks, Bill. You have a good time, too.
Thank you. PSI.edu is the website. I'm a member of PSI, and I urge everybody to do so. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Bill.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico makes a great weekend getaway. Or, since it's not the weekend right now, if you've got the time to do it, hey, midweek, road trip. 3 hours from Tucson, 15 degrees cooler. Autumn is coming quickly to the high country, so this is a great time of year to get over to Silver City. Visit their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for the full listing of the things to do and the places to stay. This afternoon, Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, they team up together for a mic check from 4 to 5, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow. We're going to go take a deep dive into that recent recovery of that amazing modernist art piece from that was stolen from the U of A Museum 31 years ago, valued at $160 million. Have a great afternoon.